I want to raise the issue of the decision, leader, to locate a direct provision centre in the town of Mobile in the Inishowen Peninsula. This is one of the most northerly hotels in the entire island. But the specific issue of concern is that in recent days, the Irish Refugee Council have spoken out about this matter. And they've pointed out that the refugees in question, some of them will be mothers with children, are being asked to travel on a regular basis to Dublin. They have to go to Dublin for interviews with the International Protection Office, for appeal hearings, renewal of temporary residence certificates, to meet their lawyers for medical appointments, a whole range of issues they have to travel to Dublin for. As you know, adults are receiving €20 a week disposable income. Now, how are they supposed to travel from Mobile in the Inishowen Peninsula? So they get a bus to Letterkenny, connect to Sligo, connect to Dublin, and this is all to be done in the one day because there's issues with overnight stay. This is totally impractical. And it shows, once again, the folly of this direct provision system. I have some knowledge of this because I chaired an Oireachtas committee that looked at this for a sustained period of time. We visited these centres. We met the families. You're talking about people from multiple nationalities, multiple languages, multiple religions, located in rural areas. You know, in this case, they can't go through the north, as you know. It'll be a criminal offence to try and travel through the north. I have the privilege, as a citizen, to travel from the Inishowen Peninsula through the six counties on my way to work. They don't have that privilege. They'll have to circumnavigate around the landmass of the island. It's totally unacceptable. That's the first point. It's unfair to the refugees. The second point is it's deeply unfair to the local community. There's been no consultation with them, none. So we have 100 refugees moving there in 2 weeks, no community supports, no additional resources. What the minister said on the local radio is we'll set up a Friends of the Refugees group, but no extra resources, no consultation. This is unfair to the local community, and it's deeply unfair primarily to the refugees, to the families who come here in the first place. This is a very, very bad system, and it's getting worse. And we made recommendations in the past, and an all-party Oireachtas committee. I don't see any changes. The situation is getting worse.